Period.
The Upper Room.
It's the J. Ryle Show coming up next on the TGIS Radio Network dial.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey, 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 Guten Tag.
It's your resident map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Farrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make you do what I do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Ryle Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
Say what?
Hey, hey, hey! What's happening, y'all? And welcome to another Funky Fresh edition of the J. Ryle Show. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. 347-850-1272. Let me do this. Oh, Lord. Kisses for all the girls in the world, with the exception of one. Boo, 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 you. And she knows who her black ass is. High fives and fist bumps to all the fellas. Let me tell you, tonight, it's all about trying to help you get through the remainder of the work week. Tonight, we are playing a brand new game. Yeah. You can get with this and you can get with that. Oh, man, it's going to be fun. I promise you have to stay tuned for that. Now, coming up in 30 minutes, it is a weather update courtesy of AccuWeather.com and Old School Get Hype Song. You're only seconds away from an NPR's news update and the three-minute commentary. Folks, I've been waiting all week for this. Have you? It's time. Write the number down, 347-850-1272. T.O., you know what time it is. Time to get the party started, Big Daddy. Boom! Boo!
It's a popcorn man.
The J. Ryle Show starts now.
Boo! You never know. That's the point. Go.
You are out in serious. The number one talk radio show on BTR right now.
I'm kind of ready for some action now.
So you're excited too?
And you know this, man!
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. A decision that could have major ramifications for college athletics. A regional office of the National Labor Relations Board ruling today that football players at Northwestern University should have the legal right to form a union. Kenneth Shropshire is professor at the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania. He says the ruling was based on the determination athletes at the school are employees.
You're going to work, you have a job, you have to perform a task. If you don't perform the task, you don't get paid, and it's also based on the number of hours that you commit. So those kinds of issues all come into play, which didn't typically fit the student.
Those arguing in favor of the ruling had said since players in the Big Ten are part of a commercial enterprise that generates hefty profits, they should be considered employees. Northwestern said it was disappointed and says it plans to appeal today's decision before the full NLRB board in Washington. Michigan Governor Rick Snyder says more than 300 same-sex marriages that took place over the weekend in Michigan are legal, but Michigan Public Radio's Rick Pluta reports the governor says the state can't legally recognize the marriages.
Governor Snyder says that's because a federal appeals court put a stay on last week's decision that struck down Michigan's same-sex marriage ban.
As governor of the state of Michigan and chief executive of the executive branch, my duty is to uphold the laws of the state of Michigan and the United States. And so I believe this is the proper course of action. And we'll look forward to further clarity, hopefully through the judicial process.
Four county clerks opened their doors Saturday to gay and lesbian couples who wanted to get married until an order from the U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals put a stop to it. Some local officials have asked for federal recognition of the marriages. The American Civil Liberties Union says it may go to court to get the state to recognize those unions. For NPR News, I'm Rick Pluta in Lansing, Michigan.
The Federal Reserve has blocked several big banks from issuing more dividends to shareholders. NPR's Jim Zaroli says the move comes as the Fed released the results of tests meant to gauge the bank's financial health.
the Fed periodically conducts stress tests to see how well banks would fare during bad economic times. This time, virtually all of the 30 banks passed the tests, but the Fed took issue with some of the banks' capital plans, which spell out how much they want to pay out in stock buybacks and dividends, and it ordered Citigroup and four other banks to redo their plans. Bank of America and Goldman Sachs have already revised their plans. This is the second year in a row that the Fed has criticized some of the banks' capital plans, and it reflects a tougher regulatory climate for banks after the 2008 financial crisis. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.
Nissan is recalling nearly a million of its cars, SUVs, and minivans in the U.S. because of possible problems with the car's front airbags, which would cause them not to inflate. Models affected include Altima, Leaf, Pathfinder, and Sentra. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 98 points. You're listening to NPR.
The views and opinions expressed during the three-minute commentary are not necessarily the views and opinions of the Jay Ryle Show. Jay's three-minute commentary starts now.
Guess what I did yesterday? Yep, I purchased another dog. Can you believe that? Another pooch, another little varmint running around the house. He's a beautiful dog. He's a Schnauzer Terrier mix. In other words, he's a mutt. But his name is Buddy. And I tell you what, he was a dog that was injured. He was a stray. He had his bones sticking out of his legs when they found him, and they sewed him up. And I tell you what, he is a sight to see. And I started thinking about, what the hell have I become? What have I become? You know, the thing is, I remember back in the day, I was Jay Ryle. You know, I used to hang out, do all my things. You know, I mean, did things that were fun, you know? Hung out with my friends, you know, played pool till crazy hours in the morning, hang out, chase the ladies, all those things. Now I find myself in my backyard, you know, raking my grass, planting flowers and you know, bushes and all these different things. And now I have two dogs. I'm becoming a white person? Wow. You know, I've always been accused of being bougie on this show, which is ridiculous. I'm one of the coolest and most down-to-earth people you will ever meet. But I have to admit, I'm starting to see that change. And I guess where I'm going with this conversation is here. I remember when I made the decision when I was 19 to go into the military. It was one of those major decisions in my life. And to me, it was like that phase from boys to men. You know that famous song, that New Edition sang back in the 80s, and then later the group was named Boys to Men. I made that transition, and I said, wow, this is an important and integral part of my life. I remember when I had my first child, or I had my first children. Unfortunately, they didn't make it, but the first baby that did, and I was like, wow, here's a phase of my life that I'm about to enter into. And so now I'm starting to say, remember when you were younger and you would see people outside working in their yards? You're like, what the hell is up with that? I'm starting to see my path. I am starting to what we call age gracefully. And it's a good thing. It's a good feeling. You know, I get so excited when the weather's good because I'm outside, man. I'm trimming. You know, I'm trimming my hedges. I'm out here doing all these wonderful things. And I enjoy it, to be perfectly honest with you. You know, I enjoy it. So I guess the message of this three-minute commentary is not really a message. It's just sit back. Sometimes it's cool for you to sit back and just kind of watch how your life progresses, I should say. My mom would kill me because you need to go get an S. But it's really cool to see this because it's a transition that, you know, if God's willing, one day, if you're younger than me, you will make. All I can say is enjoy the journey. That's my thought, that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
That concludes the three-minute commentary. Now back to the show.
You know what? I'm going to make a do with a do, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to a good friend of mine. Put your hands together.
Yeah. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the coolest brother of them all? Is it Mr. L to the E to the S? What up, is Elliot? I'm doing fine, Jay. How you doing? What's crackin' lackin', baby? What's crackin' lackin'? Bro, ain't a damn thing crackin' lackin'. What's crackin' lackin' with you? Oh, damn, I thought I was a ventriloquist tonight. No, I can hear your ass now. What's going on, Mr. Elliott?
Nah, you're a bastard is what you are. I'm good, man. What's going on with you?
Hey, man, oh, just man. Another day in paradise, brother. No palm trees. Not a palm tree in sight.
That's a lie, because Texas is full of palm trees, so stop lying.
It's just a saying, Mr. Elias. There's no palm trees in my immediate area, so what I'm saying is absolutely correct.
Okay, no palm trees. You got palm trees. Are there palm trees in Texas? I digress.
Thank you, Mr. Elias, and you have digressed. What have you done today, Mr. Elias, besides work, went home, slept, ate a salad, worked out? What'd you do today, Mr. Elias?
I was in school today, Jay. I was in school today.
In school? In school. Why were you in school today, Mr. Elias? What was it, traffic school, or what was it?
No, it's just school to learn how to work on the equipment that I deal with. So,
you slept all day today. You didn't do nothing today, basically.
Yeah, you're right. Obviously, that's what you did in school. That's what you did in school. That's why.
Not what I did in school. I am a child of a teacher, of an educator, Mr. Elias.
Doesn't make a difference.
No.
Doesn't make a difference.
It does make a difference.
Make a difference.
Yes, it does. It does. It does.
So were you the valedictorian in your class?
I didn't want to be the valedictorian. If I wanted to be, I could have.
You didn't want to be the valedictorian, so you
no, I didn't
get a college scholarship and
no. I didn't want to do that. I wanted to take the path that I took, Mr. Elias. I wanted to sit in the back of the class so I could get a cool seat. That's why I was in the back. I wasn't there because of my grades, Mr. Elias. Yeah, I wasn't either, Jay, but yeah, you know, I can't stand your black ass, and yeah. Mr. Elias, I don't like you either, and since I don't like you and since your ass is gone, it is time to light the damn match.
Momo B, would you take a bullet for a stranger?
A bullet?
Right. You think so? Hell no.
Elias, give her a mulligan, man. She didn't mean that. She didn't understand the question, man. Ask her again, man. Ask her again.
Don't ask me again.
Okay. You wouldn't take a bullet for a kid that was a healthy kid?
You're right.
No, I would not. I'm taking a bullet for my kids. My kids, yes. Anybody else's, you better look for your mama.
You better look for your damn mammy.
Peek-a-boo, I see you.
She was looking good. Tell her to get a cold shoe. Her nails was kicking and her hair was fierce. I want to ride on my baby. Hey, girl.
Hey, what's up? Jay,
bleep,
leave me alone.
He's making some difficulties. You're a damn lie. You're lying. You're a dirty bastard. You're a damn lie.
You
know that's what it was.
Listen to him. You sound like you're talking through a damn. You remember when you was a kid, you used to grab like the little toilet paper thing when it was all gone and use a little roll and you talk through it. Is that what you're talking through, Miss Elias? What the hell are you doing, man? Look at this. You sound like you made Trans Europe Express. Each me son chi. What's up, mama? It's me son chi. Hey, so mama B. Look here, baby. Let me tell you something. Nights. See that like ding ding. Oh, ooh, sorry. Let me pull up. You know, somebody reached out to me on Tag, and they said, I love Momo B's intro. I'm like, every time I hear that intro, I laugh. You better look for your mama. Lord have mercy. What you do today, girl?
I love it, too. It cracks me up every time.
I know.
I love myself.
What you do today?
Give myself a hug right now. Let me hug myself.
Give yourself a hug, baby. Turn around, too, so we can see your booty while you're hugging yourself. That's always a nice thing to do.
You're so crazy.
Hug myself again. Look, see, he's gone again. See, he's talking about I hung up on his ass. Look, I'm nowhere near that get that raggedy mess fixed. What you working on? So, what you do today, girl?
Phone together.
You got a cricket phone. That's for damn sure.
I did a lot of relaxing. It was kind of windy out here today in South Florida. It was only like 65 degrees was the high. It was only 60
down here, girl.
Yes,
60.
It was. You know what we call it sweater weather. It was sweater weather.
Ooh,
yes.
I like that sweater weather.
My sweater.
Ooh, was it tight? Was your boobies showing when you was wearing your sweater, girl?
No,
sweater when your boobies can... Oh, okay, sorry. I just wanted to check. Okay, you back with us, Miss Elias. Are you back with us?
Yeah, I'm back with you.
Why is he leaving,
okay.
Yes? Why is he leaving? Leaving you again. And I
on that midnight train to Georgia. Uh-oh. Oh, get on the midnight train. Oh, well, it is time to bring in. It's time to bring in. You know who it's time to bring in. You know who she is.
Vanessa?
Welcome aboard the spacious cabin, attractively decorated, air-conditioned but draft-free. Newly designed individual overhead light units are an innovation.
I believe I can fly. I believe I can
touch the sky. I love it.
To the E, to the S.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
You got the right one, baby.
Uh-oh. There she is. It's the fly girl in the house.
In the
What's going
house.
On, fly girl?
I'm in the house. How y'all doing?
What's up, Vanessa? Fly girl.
So funny. That was
She's
funny.
A fly girl.
That was the jam. Yes.
What's going on with you, fly girl?
Not much. It's kind of dreary today in Houston, so I kind of...
I know it's cold as hell.
It's not real cold, Jay. It's just...
It is cold. You're a lie. It's cold.
Jay, no, this boobies are probably sticking out.
Hey, that was pretty funny, Mr. Elliott. I got to give you... Hey, look here. I got to give you a round of applause. I ain't giving you nothing, you sorry sap sucker. Hello, rich sister. How you doing?
JackieAP.com is on and popping.
Ooh, look at her.
New website alert.
Look at you. Did you buy a new mic, too? Because you're sounding pretty damn good right about now. You know, did it take a website for you to get a new damn mic? What the hell is that? Oh, my goodness.
The brightness in my voice. Go to www.jackieap.com.
AP.
See what's up.
Uh-oh.
See what's
up. Like, Elliot, she sound like she got a little ding-dong sandwich. She dancing and praying. She clapped her hands. That's what it sound like to me. Sound like somebody got touched by an angel this weekend. Oh, damn. I hear you, girl. I hear you, baby. Well, the long list of people continue. Uh-oh.
Hi there. Six is for sex.
Uh-oh. I'm swinging. Ooh!
At the left, there was a man and woman having sex, and at the right, there were two men having sex. No, I wasn't sitting down. I was having drink after drink after drink.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
I was swinging.
Woo!
Six is for sex.
You didn't leave?
I didn't leave.
I wore these dresses, no drawers. I'm
staying
here enjoying myself.
Six is for sex.
It sure the hell is. What's going on, Miss Terry? You old diva you. What's happening, girl?
Hey, Jay. Hey, Momo B. Hey, Vanessa.
Hey, girl.
Hey, sister. Hey, Ella.
Hello, Miss Eric.
I'm sending love from California, the state of corruption.
Let me bring your politics up in here. We won't hear that mess. Let me try to bring your politics. We try to have a good time. Let me try to bring your politics up in here. Well, we glad you done joined us. Good googly moogly. But you know us, we're like the damn Amtrak. We got to stay on schedule.
Okay.
10 good minutes.
10 good minutes.
All right, folks, it's time for 10 Good Minutes, sponsored by DJ Sean Juan, DJ Extraordinaire. Okay, look, whew, I tell you, that's a lot of damn people to be bringing up in this thing. Now, phone lines will be open right after the 10 Good Minutes, so if you're online, we'll get you in. Hold tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite. Now, listen, a couple of things I wanted to talk about in 10 Good Minutes. And the first thing I wanted to talk about, and I think all the mothers can relate to this. Did you hear the story about the Girl Scout that went out here and sold all these damn cookies? Now, a show of hands of who believes that she sold them damn cookies.
What?
That's what I thought.
What's she saying? You're going to have to break down the story because
you
would
break down the story? Okay, her name is Katie Francis. She's from Oklahoma. She set a world record by selling more than 18,000 boxes.
Yeah.
Boxes of Girl Scout cookies. Who believes she sold those damn cookies without her mama's help? Come on now.
Oh, she sold them to everybody in her family. That's the first who bought them.
Okay, who has 18,000 people in their family? Do you?
No, I'm just saying. And then you can buy 10 a piece, then you go out in the neighborhood. You know, everybody know everybody in Oklahoma, so from my understanding, everybody.
Are there 18,000 people in Oklahoma?
Yeah,
where she's from?
18,000 is a hell of a lot. That is too much.
That's yeah. Who does that?
She's on her game, I guess.
Man, her mama took those to work and sold them. I don't hear that mess. If
her
all you parents.
18 people. She didn't even sell them shits at work.
You don't think she sold them at work? I think she sold them at work.
No, I think she bought all of them.
Oh, God.
I don't think she bought all of them. I'm not saying all of them, but she bought enough of them.
Yeah.
You can't sell that many.
Somebody buying them. She won last year, too.
Yeah, that's crazy.
She did?
Yeah, they interviewed the little girl on the news today here in Houston, and she won last year, and she wants to sell 20,000 cookies. And I think she says she wants to make her record 30,000 next year.
See, they cheat. See, now she's getting free publicity.
Is a truck driver. Now, what she's not
what
told
is.
Her daddy is a truck driver.
Oh, there it is.
Coast to coast. That's what that is.
That's what the hell it is then.
But can I ask this question? What color is this lady?
You know
what color you think she is?
No, I'm just asking. I don't know.
Ain't no black mama out there selling no cookies at 10 o'clock at night.
Thank you. Take a wild guess.
I don't know. You said Oklahoma?
You know what Oklahoma.
I know people like from my daughter's school. They be on, them white ladies be on top of this.
Oh, hear what you just said? White ladies. On top of it.
That little girl said she gets out of school and she sells. But she said she gets out of school and she sells cookies till 9:30 at night. What mama, black mama, single mama, or any other mama is out there selling some Girl Scout cookies till 9:30 at night? She trying to put some beans and rice on the table and trying to get them kids to do their homework. No. She got help. Everybody helping that child.
Thank you. See, I'm with you. And for all you parents,
got a soccer mom.
Yeah, and all you parents who sell your cookies at your kid's school, at your damn work, stop it. Because your kid didn't do a damn thing. And then they get medals and all this stuff. You got them sitting. You know what? There's a lady in the office building that I visit all the time, and she has little cookies. Jay, you going to buy some cookies? I'm like, hell no. I said, I will buy them when your daughter sells them
to me.
You're I'm not me.
You're lying.
Yes, you are.
Let me tell
you
this. Shut your ass up. Let me tell y'all something. I've been eating salads, y'all. I'm telling y'all right now, I'm tired of all the jokes.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get my swerve back.
Well,
yeah.
Get it. Swerve.
I'm getting it. I'm going to swerve to the left and swerve to the right. Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to meet Jay at
yeah,
Southwest, and I'm going
right
to see if he ordered a salad.
What you say, Vanessa?
I'm going to meet you at Sawgrass one day soon, and I'm going to see if you eat a salad.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
You ain't gonna order no salad at Saltgrass. You know you know.
Let me tell you something. Hold on, home girl, because you got an intro. Get that bass out your damn voice.
He might order a salad there, but on the way home, let's see what he get to eat on the way home.
Shut up, Miss Delia.
Vanessa, the salad is for the dog. Can I put it in the doggy bag?
Go to hell, Momo. Go to hell. All right. Here's another story here real quick. All right, now, something that we didn't talk about on this radio show, and I'm kind of, I forgot. Everyone knows that last week Anita Baker, they issued an arrest warrant for Anita Baker, right?
What?
Well, they said because, she got some work done in the house and she didn't pay the people. And so she was like, oh, my God, I can't go to jail. I didn't know anything about it. So it's been dropped for all you people who may be wondering if Sweet Love is going to jail. She's not going to jail.
She was never going.
I love her.
What do you mean she was never going? Hold up. This is an arrest warrant, sweetheart.
Everybody gets an arrest warrant.
Yeah, that's only
when you're
going to jail.
Let me stop the way. I forgot who I was talking to. Hell, y'all explain the judicial process.
I know.
Yeah.
It's different.
Get them in order, Miss Elias. Get their ass in order. Okay, hold up. Let's hear from the two convicts first. Can y'all explain to us how the judicial system works for all of us who's never been in jail before? Can we start with you, Momo B, because I know you have the most experience behind bars. Can we start with you, please?
First they accuse you of a wrongdoing.
Yes.
And then they set up a court date for you to come and tell your side of the story.
Okay.
And if you fail to appear, then you get an arrest warrant, which, number one, doesn't mean you were wrong. It just means you didn't appear to tell your side of the story and represent yourself. Number two, it does not mean you're going to jail. These are steps that we take in the whole procedure. There are steps to everything. And so this is a part of the process. So just because you may hear, Momo had a warrant for her arrest, does not mean that I did anything wrong. It just means that
that's your story. You're sticking to it, yes.
Did not come to court to tell my side. Just like basically, when you get a traffic ticket, you can get a warrant for your arrest for not appearing in court for traffic tickets. Simple, no big deal.
Let me ask you this question. So if you get pulled over, this is my question for you. You get pulled over and they run your plates and find out that there's an arrest warrant issued for you, will they put handcuffs on your ass?
They can. I'm telling you, they can, which means they have every right to, but sometimes they may not. Like, I've been let go.
Well, that's because you are a frequent customer, and they say, "Momo girl, just get your ass in the back seat and shut up." They know you, girl. You again? Sit your ass down in the back. Okay, I want to hear from more convicts. Miss Sherry, can you give us a little bit of the judicial system? Since you seem to be on top of it as well.
First of all, in California, you won't go to jail like being pulled over if you have a failure to appear. That's nothing. That's a waste of time for the paperwork. They won't put you in jail. They'll tell you to go set another court date and make sure you make it to it. They don't care about all that.
But if there's an arrest warrant, they won't arrest you.
If you have an arrest warrant for domestic violence, murder, something like that, then you're going to jail. You don't even go to jail for arrest warrant on a drug charge here in California.
How, you're speaking from experience. Okay,
thank you. In California, so I got to say.
Yeah, in California, they just, because the paperwork is so long and a lot of the officers just don't want to do it.
Oh, okay, thank you.
I just don't want to do the paperwork.
You see?
Oh,
wow. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Let me tell you something real quick. Let me tell you something real quick. Since I've been in New York, is different than Florida. Thank God I live in Florida. That's why a lot of people say, I would never move down there. I said, it's right for me. It is perfectly right for me.
Yes.
Because one time a police officer pulled me over, and he said, I got some good news and I got some bad news. And I was like, oh, boy, here we go. And the bad news is, you have a warrant out. And the good news is, I'm not in an arrested mood. So he was happy because apparently he didn't want to do the whole process or whatever. He had to do it, and I was happy. So we were happy together. We shook hands and said have a good day, and we broke out.
All righty then. Well, that's great. Yeah. All right, any other convicts would like to share any of their lockups? I mean, any part of the judicial system? We have any more convicts here?
Okay.
No more?
I'm not a convict, but can I make one?
Well, yeah, well, that's what they usually say. But, yeah, go ahead, Vanessa. I haven't been in jail, but my friend told me this is how it went down.
Mine.
Yeah. Yes, yes. So tell us, Vanessa, wink, wink, of, you know, give us some breakdown, please.
Texas ain't wasting no paper on no warrants for that. You need to take your behind over to Griggs Road and OST and go to Small Claims Court, or you need to put a lien on those people's house. That's why when you buy houses in Texas, you need to have somebody to look it up to make sure that there's no liens on it, because Texas ain't wasting no paper on sending no warrant to take you about no house.
Okay, now
they ain't doing it.
Now you notice she brought up the housing. We didn't say a damn thing about a house, but see, so this tells me
but
something.
Didn't you say? But did you
no, hell no. No, no. You just told her your damn self.
I was kind of confused.
She just told her herself. She told herself. She told us that
Anita Baker did not pay someone for working on her house. That's what I thought you said.
Well, that's what I said, but I didn't say that about buying no house. So you told us you was a landlord a couple of weeks ago. So,
but that's what I'm saying. They ain't sending you no jail. They ain't doing no worse, no rest warrant. You need to go to Small Claims Court and get your money.
Okay. Oh, and that's a wrap. But thank you very much for all our convicts for sharing that useful information for those who may be for those who may be on the verge of a life of crime. All right, 10 Good Minutes is sponsored by DJ Shawad. DJ Extraordinaire, if you are in the Chicagoland area, I'm telling you, you need to get with DJ Shawad. You can find him on Twitter, you can find him on Facebook, or you can give him a call, 334-538-5739, 334-538-5739. I just looked at the board. We have phone calls in the queue. We'll get you after the break. It's the J-Rise Show. 347-850-1272 on a Wednesday night. Don't go nowhere, folks. Time for Weather and Old School Get Hype song.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Good evening. I'm Rex Smith. Here's a look at the nation's weather.
The chance for showers continues on this Wednesday night and into our Thursday across the Pacific Northwest. Could inhibit some of those rescue plans underway in Oso, Washington, where that devastating landslide was under a flash flood watch until about 5 p.m. on Monday. Also, that snowstorm continuing to push its way north and eastward. Still some spotty snow in northeastern Maine, but the heaviest of rain that's coming down right now across the U.S. is taking place in north-central Oklahoma, as well as along the I-10 corridor, pushing through the Houston area. And through Thursday, we can expect some strong thunderstorms from St. Louis back to Little Rock all the way down towards Dallas. Also, Houston could see some thunderstorms in the afternoon. Could provide for some travel delays. We're talking downpours at times, also some hail. Meanwhile, across the northeast, some gusty winds still being reported in New York City and Boston. Still some flight delays also being reported due to that snowstorm. And into Thursday, the good news is we are warming up. High pressure is going to build, which means drier air and milder air headed into your high temperatures for Thursday, 45 in Buffalo, 53 in Pittsburgh.
I'm Rex Smith. 347-850-1272 is the phone number. Continue to listen to The J. Ryle Show. Have a good evening.
It's time for the old school Get Hype song, dog.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Good evening, I'm Rick Smith. Here's a look at the nation's weather.
This travel weather forecast is brought to you by AccuWeather's Minicast, your minute-by-minute weather forecast. And heading into the overnight, well, at least for the Pacific Northwest, it's going to be cooler. Yes, snow levels are dropping. Unfortunately, we're dealing with some wind and also some rain as well. Throughout the PCH, the I-5, Seattle, Portland, had the umbrellas ready into the Intermountain Northwest, east of the Cascades. Good shape for now around Helena. You could see some snow later on Thursday. And the southbound, good shape for the next couple of days from Salt Lake City to Reno. Cool at night, nice and warm during the afternoon. Into the southwest, no problems. Phoenix and Vegas, California coastline, some late-night low clouds along the Grapevine towards portions of Interstate 5. Gusty winds, a cause for concern if you have any flights later on this evening or first thing on Thursday around Casper. Eventually the wind rolls into Denver. North Plains on the quiet side, not too terribly cold and comfortable as well into the Tennessee Valley. Around 50 degrees, New Orleans, Interstate 10, no problems here. Southeast, good shape from the Carolinas all the way southbound to Miami. Great Lakes dealing with some slick spots due to snow showers and some rain showers toward Buffalo. The Northeast, a little slippery as well. Get your minicast from AccuWeather.com today and know when you can expect rain or snow for your exact street address.
I'm Rick Smith. 347-850-1272 is the phone number. Continue to listen to The J. Ryle Show. Have a good evening.
It's time for the old school Get Hype song, dog.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on. I know you can hear me.
Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. It's hump day.
Hump day?
It is hump day, and I'm wondering what the hell is going on around here. 347-850-1272 is the call number. 347-850-1272, J. Ryle Show, Wednesday edition. Man, what the hell was that, Miss Elias? My goodness, Jesus. Jeez Louise, I tell you what, boy. I'm like, man, I'm like, what the hell is going on? I'm like, I don't have control of nothing. I can't do a damn thing, but it's live radio. We're back. Thank God. And hanging out with Momo Beezy and the Heezy. Hey, Momo.
I wonder if I take you home.
Oh.
Will you still make a love, baby?
Yes,
baby,
I will.
Need it.
Oh, remix. Get there. Let me pull up. All right, Mr. LES is in the house. What's up, boy?
Man, wow. Wow.
And it's a crazy mess.
It keeps telling me I want to end the episode.
I guess it's trying to tell you something. Hell no. It's an episode. Hey. Oh, Vanessa is in this thing. What's up, Vanessa?
What's up?
Ain't nothing but people's cholesterol and blood pressure all over America. Thank you very much. And, of course, Swang Low, Sweet Harry. What up, girl?
Hey.
Yes. I'm on the doobie right about now. Smoking my thing. Yes.
You don't do whatever.
I'm sorry. I'm not going to say anything bad about drug dealers. See, this is not right. You talk about drug deals with people,
I do. Just about, this is the funny thing is, when you did your little 3-minute commentary, that's what I do, except I smoke in the yard, yeah.
Oh, I'm glad I'm providing commentary while you break the law. Thank you very much. All right, 347-850-1272 is the caller number, 347-850-1272. Mr. Elias, man, who do we have on the line, Big Daddy?
I wish I knew.
Alrighty. That's a good one. Well, let me go look. This is a California number. California, welcome in to the J. Raja. Who this?
Hello.
Who's this? Alrighty then. Oh, damn, Cali was smoking weed too. You caught me in between.
Here's the deal. I didn't know I was live because y'all didn't hear me. But it's Cali was swinging.
I thought we caught you in between puffs.
Oh, you
were
two puffs in the
past. Yeah, that's what I thought. Puff pass. You messed up the rotation. You are messing up the rotation. What's going on, Cali Wood girl?
You know what, here's the deal. The Momo B didn't tell me to pass it to her. If Momo B would have told me to pass, she would have messed up the rotation. You know what I'm saying? Debbie didn't tell me to pass. You know what I'm saying? So, MBS didn't tell me to pass. Jackie AP.com didn't tell me to pass. So
Well,
No.
Yes.
Ms. L.E.S. and Mr. Jira, did you see I saw Jesus yesterday? You see that I saw Jesus yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that. That was funny. You know what? You are hilarious, boy. Good gracious of life. You are funny. It's all good. I saw that, but hold on now, because it's Wednesday. And, Mr. Elias, if it's Wednesday. Oh, man. Listen, you know what? I don't like the way y'all did that. I just don't like the way that just went down right there.
I'm excited. It's Wednesday. Come on.
Yeah. I'm excited, too.
Oh, that's what you thought about.
Oh,
that was Elliot. Oh, damn. A queen.
Who do whatever.
Whatever the highness desires. She's the queen of inspiration. Everybody got quiet.
So we can't do this all day.
EvolveStrategyTeam.com.
Introducing
the one and only
Princess Audelia.
Ah, don't forget the doctor. Don't forget the doctor. Bow down. What's going on, Doc?
Dr. O.
Hey,
my girlie, what's up?
Okay. Hello, Dr. Princess Adia.
Hello, everyone. But I was speaking to Cassandra. What's up?
Oh, she's playing. She's been drinking, too, boy.
Yeah, she has a couple glasses.
Yeah, she has some wine. Yeah.
Hello, my sister.
Hey, Miss Elias, we're doing a live radio show, man. What are you doing?
Man, because I ain't got control. I'm just
okay. I got it, bro. I mean, Miss Elias, hey man, get the board.
I'm just talking over her, man. She gonna talk forever, so.
I know.
Oh yeah, well, she been drinking, bro. Sounds like she been drinking. Unless you've been drinking. Hello, Dr. Princess O'Dea. We're glad you're in the house. Thank you so much for joining us. But it is 15 minutes after the hour, or actually 20 minutes after the hour. It's the J. Ryle Show Wednesday edition. Sorry about the extended middle break. I don't know what the hell that was. Mr. Elias is confused. I'm confused. I mean, what the hell's going on around here? But anyway, we're glad you're in the house. Coming up at the top of the hour, if you're listening on the J. King Network, it is the music business. The way I see it, light skin. Great show. You guys need to check it out. And if you're hanging out with us, of course, you know how we get down. It's all about indie artists and the listening lounge. That's coming up once again about 40 minutes or so. But in the meantime, between time, we have a lot to do. We have a lot to get into. It's a new game we're introducing tonight. You know, we love our games around here. It's a new game that we're introducing tonight.
You got
and
a
so,
new game? You got a new game?
We got a new game, girl.
Hey!
Okay, I didn't know you were so excited about it. I'm glad that you are excited about our new game. So we have a new game tonight. And so the new game is called You Can Get With This or You Can Get With That. And so that's coming up, matter of fact, in a few seconds. But before we do that, Dr. Princess O'Dea, how has everything been going for you this week, my love?
It has been going so well. Thank you.
Hey, can you put the mic up to your mouth? Like, you know, when you are... Never mind, yes.
I apologize. It's been going great. Absolutely.
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you for asking.
Not a problem. I would love to ask you questions. Thank you very much for answering, Dr. Princess Audea, the Queen of Inspiration.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
I had an enlightening experience yesterday.
Okay, well, you can say that for tomorrow. Tomorrow at 7 o'clock, which is a beautiful segue. It's the True Purpose Development Show on the TJR's Radio Network.
This has to do with Snoop Dogg.
Okay, well, once again, tomorrow at 7 o'clock Central, you can listen to the very lovely Dr. Princess Audea on the TGR's Radio Network. It is a True Purpose Development Show where she can talk until her lips fall off for, you know, 2 hours or whatever the case may be. But thank you, Dr. Princess Audea. We're like Amtrak, girl. We're on the schedule. We got to get down the road. So let me ask you this. I'm not even going to ask you, Mr. Elias. I was going to ask you, can she get the story done in 2 minutes, but I know I'm lying to myself, so let's just move on. All right. Yeah, I know. All right, so the QOD, the question of the day, is not really a QOD, but it's a brand new game. You know, we are famous for, you know, 5 questions. We have one called TJR's Jeopardy. Well, tonight we are introducing to you a game called You Can Get With This and You Can Get With That. I'm going to ask you a series of I'm going to ask you a question, and you have a choice. You have to make a choice between this or that. So it should be fun. And that's coming out right now. That's QOD, the question of the day, 347-850-1272. Now, Mr. Elias, you know that every time we do these things, we come to you first. Now, you know this, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know you're the one. We have to come to you first anytime we do these things. So, Mr. Elias, are you ready to play?
Yes.
You want to get with this, you want to get with that. Are you ready, Mr. Elias?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so now the first question, Mr. Elias, now everyone knows Mr. Elias loves big booties. Can I get a confirmation from you, Mr. Elias, that you love big booties?
Yes,
I love big booties.
Who's that? Whoa. Ooh.
That's the day, I guess.
Ooh, Dr. Brizzo D says she loves big booties. Oh, Let's talk about that one a little later during the sister moment. All right, so Mr. Elias, since you like big buttoxes, here's my question for you. You want to get with this, you want to get with that. Question is, Miss Elias, if you had a choice between a voluptuous, beautiful white girl with a big old donkey donk on her, or a sister with an ass so damn flat that you can flip pancakes on it, Miss Elias, the question for you is, which one do you want to get with, Miss Elias? You want to get with this, or do you want to get with that, Miss Elias?
I got to go with the ass, Jay. You know my ass.
Oh, no, you're dirty. Oh, you dirty. Oh, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Miss Elias, don't tell me. But are you serious, Miss Elias?
I got to go with the ass, Jay. You know I'm an ass man. I love ass.
Okay, now, ladies, my question to y'all is this. Mr. Elias said that he's going to get with the Badonkey Donk. Now, Momo B, now, what do you think about that, girlfriend?
He got to go with what he wants. Anybody would go with what they want. That's what he wants. Apparently, the big ass supersedes everything else. So, that's it.
Damn.
That is it. And the winner is...
Oh, damn. Oh, damn. Mr. Elias, I'm shocked. Let me get a not shocked.
Why? I like ass. I always like ass.
Well, because
he always said he liked booty.
But it's a white girl, though. He always said he would date a sister over a white girl. He's always said this.
I would, but hey, look, if she got a flat ass, I gotta get something I like, man.
Hold on, bro.
You didn't say all that.
So hold on. Whenever now, what's wrong with that?
You that booty is better than breathing. You know what you're talking
about. Did you say booty is better than breathing?
That's what he say all the time. Those are his words, not ours.
He said it's really sharp.
It's better than water. I tell you what, I like you and I want you. Now we can do this the easy way.
Oh, damn, we haven't heard that in a long time. So hold up now, but wait a minute.
I know, ever since he got a girlfriend, he don't say that.
Pull up, girl, pull up. I knew it was coming. Pull up.
Exactly.
Look, I didn't know you was going to take that shot, girl. I did not know. So here's the question. Hold up now. Hold up, Mr. Elias. What is wrong? I can't. Okay, wait a minute now. They're both beautiful, Mr. Elias. They both have curves.
Okay. What you say?
Are you that shallow, Mr. Elias? Are you that shallow? Yes.
Are we talking about shallow? Really? Don't go there, Jay. Please don't.
What you mean don't go there? What does that mean?
Please don't go there.
What?
Please don't.
What I do? No, listen. But okay. Let me ask the ladies. Ladies, now the question to you is this: doesn't that sound like a guy that's very shallow? If she has a flat tail, he don't want to get with her. She could be a great person, and he don't want to get with her because of booty flat.
What does that mean?
Well, maybe he's okay. So I'm going to ask you this question.
Here we go. Of course you are.
Check this out.
Yes.
What if your girl weren't attracted to your girl sexually? What if you just were not attracted to your girl sexually, but she was a great person? Would you still marry her?
Hold up. I'm asking the damn questions around here, not your ass. Here, pull up. What are you doing?
Great question.
Ain't no damn great question. Nobody come up here and bring your philosophy in there. Nobody ask you that mess.
Let me ask you a question. If you wasn't attracted to her sexually, would you still be the true purpose? Sit your ass up. Nobody ask you nothing. Thank you.
Great question,
Doctor. That was no damn great question. That was a crazy-ass question.
Nobody asked you for your philosophy.
Yeah, tell her, Momo B. Tell her, sit her ass down.
No, I don't hear what you said.
Nobody asked you a damn thing. Anyway, I'm asking the damn questions around here. Like Martin Lewis said, I don't come on your job kicking ding, 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 dings out your mouth. Leave me the hell alone. All right, here's the deal. Okay, I'll answer the question. So you're telling me, Mr. Elias, you wouldn't be attracted to that?
I don't like flat booties, man. I don't. I don't like flat asses.
But everything else is nice, no doubt.
Okay, I don't like flat asses. You give me a choice between a nice ass and a flat ass. I'm picking the ass. That's what I like.
Would you take her to Mobile, Alabama? Would you take her to Mobile, Alabama? I just asked, would you take her to Mobile, Alabama?
Why not? Why wouldn't I take it to Mobile, Alabama?
Because the white boy's going to lick your ass up. That's why you ain't going to take it.
I've been to Mobile, Alabama.
When last time? Okay, when did you go to Mobile, Alabama?
When I was working
there. With a white big booty chick.
Yeah, but you didn't go no white girl on y'all. You went there by your damn self, black.
Huh? I've seen white black couples there. It didn't make a difference. Mobile, Alabama, I sure did.
You saw them in cars while they were moving. You didn't stop. They wasn't in no restaurant eating.
Why not? This ain't Jasper, Texas, Jay. Mobile, Alabama ain't Jasper, Texas. It's not.
You ain't lying. That's a bad place. All right, 347-850-1272. All right, listen. Folks, we are having some technical difficulties, and so we'll get to the phone lines as soon as possible, but we can't get to them. So that's why we're just kind of babbling along. All right, we're playing.
Why don't you just keep it going? You got those people on the damn show to do the show. So what's up?
Tell him, Mo. He's on the phone line. Hey, because this is a community radio show.
Okay, that's right.
Okay, that's why. Y'all think, hey, we don't care about nobody else.
Right. Exactly. Momo B, it ain't nothing but Momo B. It's Momo B, that's it.
Yeah, I mean, what the hell is that? Well,
I'm
saying. We got enough voices. We don't need to talk to nobody on the outside. It's just us. We having some fun. Why you want to bring up the party? all right, so now let me ask. I didn't ask Vanessa. How do you feel about this thing with Miss Elias? What he said?
Is that the question now?
No, I just want to know why. I want to know what she thinks. I'm trying to get y'all to jump on her, but y'all not falling for the banana in the tailpipe. You know, so Vanessa.
You know what? The banana's too small. The banana's too small. Sorry. The banana is too small for the
tailpipe. Tell my banana, baby. Get that right.
I saw that brown jacket, so you know your tailpipe is brown enough.
Well, you know what? You better be glad. As soon as I get control of the board, I'm hitting your damn mouth. You keep it going, because I'm working hard.
But
I'm working.
I thought I was on mute, so it's all good.
No, you wasn't on no damn mute. I heard you. Had your little dress on, your little flower dress on, showing your neighbor and all that stuff. I saw it. I saw all that online.
Wait,
what?
I had clothes on the last time.
I don't give a damn. I didn't say that. And?
And? I look good.
I didn't say you didn't.
That's what you did, Callie. That's what you did.
How you know, Miss Elias? You don't even have a Facebook account.
I saw the last one she had on. They posted in the chat room. I saw it.
Oh, okay. Well, you ain't have Facebook. You look good. You didn't even see the damn thing.
Dang, Elias, he coming at you hard tonight, boy.
Yeah, because I can get with this. All right, so all right, Miss Elias, that's good. All right, so we can get with this and get with that. All right, 347-850-1272. You can call in all you want. You just be practicing because we can't get to you. So, hey, look, let your fingers do the walking. Yes, baby.
Just be practicing?
Yeah, they'll just be practicing. They'll just be practicing.
Hold on.
I'm putting
my left leg up and practice with me right
now. Somebody's in. I hear some music. Somebody's in. Whoa, what you say, Callie Wood? Did you get X-rated on us right here? Well, girl, what you say?
Practice with me, baby.
Oh, snap. Yeah. I'm gonna take that jacket off, too, at the same time. All right, so, Miss Elias, seems like we're back in business. 347-850. Thank you, Miss Elias. All right, look, I tell you what we're going to do. Like I said, coming up at the top of the hour, it is the music business the way I see it. We're going to step out here and see can we regroup. I don't know what the hell is going on around here.
I need some water. I don't know.
I need some water. I need some water. Oh, man. All right, look.
Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo-Mo
just say, you know, her name is Blunt. I mean, you know. Ooh, isn't that some crazy ooh, mess? Yeah. Momo B. Blunt. Yeah. How coincidental is that?
Is that okay? I don't even know what you're talking about.
I don't either. I'm just babbling along. I have no idea. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back after this, folks. Don't go nowhere. J. Ryle Show, Wednesday edition, 347-850-1272.
Sir, have you seen this girl?
Hello, friends. I'm Jay, the host of the J. Ryle Show and the serious side of the J. Ryle Show.
and it's time for another edition of Have You Seen Me, where we put the spotlight on missing children of color. Tonight we're heading to Camden, Mississippi, and we're looking for a baby girl by the name of Myra Lewis. She was reported missing by her family on March 1st after playing with her sister outside their home in Camden, Mississippi, the FBI said. She was last seen at about 11 a.m. the same day wearing white or khaki pants, a turquoise sweater adorned with a bear, and pink tennis shoes. Myra is 37 inches tall. She weighs 27 pounds. Since her disappearance was reported, multiple state, local, and federal enforcement agencies have participated in a massive collaborative search effort, the FBI office in Jackson said. Significant resources have been dedicated to this investigation, including extensive ground and air searches and the utilization of specially trained search teams. Despite the effort, the toddler remains missing and the FBI is offering the money incentive for a return. If you have any information, please call the Mississippi Highway Patrol at 855-642-5378. That number is 855-642-5378, or you can dial 911. We pray for the safe return of this beautiful, precious little girl, and you can see her cute little self on our TGRS Radio Facebook page. If you'd like to see someone featured on Have You Seen Me, all you have to do is pick up the phone right now and dial 347-850-1272, 347-850-1272, and leave the information with one of our producers. Or you can go to our Facebook page, TGRS Radio Network, and leave the information there. Or you can contact me direct on Facebook at J-A-Y-R-I-L. Or you can send us an email to the JRILShowAtLive.com. That's the JRILShowAtLive.com. We pray for the safe return of all people missing regardless of color. And I'm J. Ryle. And until next time, you have been listening to Have You Seen Me, where we focus our attention on missing people of color. Take care.
Somewhere in America, a mother is crying.
A family is torn.
A child is lost.
Missing. Or even abducted.
We need your help.
Contact your local police station for a listing of missing children in your area.
Or log on to www.missingkids.com.
To obtain further information regarding missing children in your local community.
There's the next face you see.
Maybe a child that will need your help.
Help support America's missing.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
To be a good father is the most important job in a man's life. But it doesn't have to be hard. Play catch. Go to a park or visit a zoo. Help your child with their homework. Sit down together for dinner. Ask them how their day was. Things get busy, and sometimes we all fall short. But the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today.
What you got on my 40, homie?
Man, I got mind control over Debo. He be like, shut the fuck up. I be quiet, but when he leave, I be talking again.
Man, my grandmama gave me that chain.
He gonna cry in the car.
We are gathered here today on this soft occasion to say goodbye to the dearly departed. He was dearly and he has departed. Thus, that's why we call him the dearly departed. In other words, the nigga dead. And if you think we gonna bury you with them diamonds and shit on, you got another thing coming.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Hump day. You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
You damn right you're listening to the TGRS Radio Network. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. 347-850-1272. Beautiful Wednesday. I've been missing my peeps all week. It seems it was a long damn time ago since the last time we all got together. Have you been missing us, folks? We've been missing y'all. My boy, Mr. LES, is up in this thing. What's up, Big Daddy?
You don't understand. I ain't scared of you motherfuckers, man.
Who you ain't scared, bro? You ain't scared with no damn body. Momo BZ is in the heezy.
for Sheezy my Neezy. Let's get busy.
All day. Miss Terry's in the house. What's up, Miss Terry?
Hey.
Oh, yeah. Smoking that weed, y'all. Smoking that weed. What's going on? Yes. Pass Dr. Prince's idea. The queen of inspirations in the house. Hello.
In the
puffs,
in the puffs.
Hello. The only thing that only paths to happiness is
smoking weed.
All right, Vanessa, welcome down. Oh,
what's up, Vanessa, girl? Shut up, Momo B.
Y'all are
yes, Vanessa, time. Baby. How you
I'm
doing, girl?
I'm just sitting back laughing, enjoying the show. How y'all doing?
Ooh, I'm enjoying my show too, baby. Oh, yeah. Momo B, did I say you already? I did. Okay, we're moving past you. Miss Terry.
I think it's time for you to pass. It's time for you to pass.
Oh, yeah, I do. I need to puff up past my damn self. All right. And Calliewood is in the house making noise like she's cooking. What the hell you doing, Calliewood?
Calliewood swinging. Calliewood.
Oh, Lord. What?
I'm
okay.
Swinging, baby.
You swinging.
Yeah, you got me unmuted? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. We also heard you was eating crackers or something. I don't know what the hell you was doing. That's when we cut your damn mic off. I'm like, what is she doing? Is she rolling weed or something? It sounded like paper being rolled to me in her past.
Do you want me to tell you what I was actually doing, really, Jay? You want me to tell you?
Yeah, what were you doing? I am nosy.
I'm not going to tell you. I'm done.
What the hell?
You
come on, Kevin. Do it for the vine.
She gave me a pump fake. Okay. All right, I got you. I fell for it. Oh, let's bring in Ernest. Ernest, what the hell do you want, man? Hey, what's up, Ernest? How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Ernest.
What's up, everybody?
What's happening, Big Ernest?
Hey, you know, I heard you had a new game. I was going to come over and, you know, dabble.
And try to play, huh? Yeah. We got a new game, Ernest. You can get with this, you can get with that. Hold tight. We're going to see if we get you in. All right, look. All right, Vanessa. Are you ready, Vanessa?
Oh, yes, I am.
Do you have your wine and your cigarettes? Because she'll tell you, I'm going to go smoke me a cigarette. I'll be right with y'all.
I do not.
I got a pack of Coos. What you smoke, Coos or Newports? Which one? Talk to me,
you
girl.
One of them. I smoke Salem.
Oh, see, there's another one. See, it's three black cigarettes that black people smoke. Coos, Salem's, and what's the other one?
Virginia
Newports. Oh, no, we don't drink no damn. That's only Coosie. It's only... Yeah, Newports, that's it. You got some Newports down?
I don't know. Vanessa be smoking one of them little Swisher cigars or something.
A little bougie. Yeah, she boozy.
She's a little she bougie that way. She is.
Yeah, she's boozy. She boozy. All right, so Vanessa.
Uh-huh.
Are you ready, girl?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Here's a question for you.
All right.
Let's say that a guy showed up in a robe, right? He said, Vanessa, I'll make a deal with you, girl. I will let you live the life you want to live, all the money, rich, fame, everything you want until you're 60 years old. But at 60, you're gone. You are dead. Or you can just take your chances and be poor, broke, and lonely. So, Vanessa, I ask you.
I will be poor and take my chance.
Vanessa, we got to work on you a radio stuff, Vanessa. You're supposed to answer after you get through saying this and that. No. You are a rookie. We got to get you trained.
What?
You're talking all over the damn little setup.
Oh, okay, go on over with the sound.
Okay, let's try it again. Vanessa! Okay. Would you... Vanessa!
It's so not special.
Oh. Vanessa! Vanessa! Which one, baby?
I'm still dancing. I'm going to take the vat. I don't want all the riches until I'm 60. I'll take the vat and take my chance.
That's the this. That's the that. That's the that.
I'm confused. Is it this or that? Okay, hold on. Okay, so now let me... Okay, so you're saying you'll take your chances...
Yep.
...in your current status?
Yep.
Well, you're not... broke, but okay. All right, so well, let me ask everybody else. Dr. Prince's idea.
Gotcha.
You can live a fulfilled life.
I heard that.
I heard it too. You can live a fulfilled life until the age of 60, but at 60 you are gone. No questions asked. No renegotiations. It's over. Or
fail without calling anybody, you'd have it made.
Or you can live your life. Hey, you could go get hit by a bus at 21. So the question to you is, girl, would you take that deal?
You can get with this, or you can get with that, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, baby. Yeah, let me help you out. Let me help you out. Oh, yeah, yeah, there you go, baby. You can get with this. You can get with that. Yeah. Yes, baby.
All right. So there's the back. I'm going to have to say that they can keep their money.
Really?
Absolutely.
Wow. Everything you want in life now.
I agree.
But you got an expiration date.
No.
Oh. Okay.
No.
Wow.
Not worth it.
Let me swing around and ask Caliwood. Caliwood is a free spirit person. Caliwood? Which one would you do, Caliwood? Caliwood, if they came to you and said, okay, girl, you got to do something. So, Caliwood, you know the damn question. All that's left for me to do is this. Caliwood.
Yes,
baby.
You can get with this and you can get with that.
Yes.
And I would
say... Here we go, Caliwood. Here we go. This is that, Caliwood. Hard, ain't it, girl?
I get with that.
Ooh! Oh, that's what everybody else is saying. I got excited for nothing. Thank you, Caliwood. Jesus Christ, what was that? Thank you very much, Caliwood. All right, so now my next question. Huh? Yes. What would you like to tell us why, Caliwood?
You know why? Because I don't want to give you the joy that you think you may need. Because I know what you
want.
What
does that mean?
I know you want the opposite. I know you want this. I know, J-Rock.
No, nobody wants that.
Hold on, bro. You making it sexual because I didn't know we were going down that avenue. I just thought that we were just...
Follow me.
Just making it sexual for a minute there. Girl said, I know you want this and that.
I thought she was going for that too, man.
Yeah, I thought I was going for this, but you trying to give me that. Okay.
Don't nobody want that.
You don't want
but they
you
may
want
this.
That.
Yes.
You want
you don't
this?
Want that, Ernest, but Jay wants this.
And that.
They want this.
Take some of that, but you don't. It seems like you don't want none of this. There's a lot of this. No.
I don't want none of that. I don't want none of this. I want
some of this to go with some of that. I think I'm a little loco for the cocoa. I'm up to throw it down.
I'll tell you something. I want all of it.
Alright, so Mama B, the next question's for you, baby. The next question's for you. And then we get out to the phone lines. We see you now. When you call in, you play the this or that game. So don't call in. I don't want to hear I'm doing this now. So when we come to you, you're playing this or that. So Mama B, baby, here's a question for you, girl. The question is this. You have a chance. You get a knock on your door, girl. This guy walks in and says, baby, Momo B, I look like Interest Elba, but I'm not him. I drive a bus. I make $40,000 a year. You say, You get a knock at your back door. No pun intended. And
probably
you go to the back. Yeah, shut up, Ernest. And a dude said, look, I look like Flavor Flav, but I'm not Flavor Flav. You can live with me, baby, and I can make $1 million a year. So, Momo B, the only thing left for me to do is this. Momo B, you'll get with this or that, baby?
I'm going with that because I want my pockets back.
Oh, damn. Flavor is in the house. Oh, damn. Oh, damn.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, damn.
Okay, I'm sorry, Idris, but you better get a
oh,
phone for my man. Can't you have this?
$40,000. That's not bad. You work.
Whatever.
It's my choice. So you're gonna walk around with Flavor Flav looking like.
Yes, thank you very much.
Oh damn, I can't believe it.
I am not shallow like you. Yes, I'll take Flavor
Flav. Hold up, I'm not the one that said
I'll
that. Miss Dillon is shallow.
We going shopping, me and my boo.
Oh, you're
day.
Not shallow like me, yeah.
That's my boo.
That's your boo. Oh, give me your credit card,
my
baby.
Boo.
Oh,
don't talk about my boo either.
Oh, I ain't
going to
talk about her, girl.
Thank
I'm going to fight you. I'm going to fight you. All right, Miss Terry, I'm coming to you,
yeah.
girl.
Bare
yeah.
bottoms. That's my nickname.
All right, Miss Terry.
Hashtag, yes.
Hashtag yes. Oh, I like the way you did that. That was pretty good. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. All right, so now, here we go, Momo V. I mean, Miss Terry.
Uh-huh.
Front dough, Idris Elba. Back dough, Flavor Flav with a bank account. So the only thing left for me to ask you is this, girl. Ah. Come on, George Jefferson's number two daughter,
yay.
Girl.
Hey, Flavor Flav
what?
In the house.
Oh, you did it out. Damn. Oh, damn. Oh, damn.
Oh, damn.
Oh, you're dirty. When he got out of town, come
oh,
on over
well.
Here, Giselle. Let's go for a bus ride. I want to go on your route.
Don't they only live until they're 60?
No,
oh,
that's
look
the
at,
question.
Lord have mercy, Jesus. Oh, what the...
What he said to me was live at the age of 60, because when he said it, I was thinking, that's 8 more years. I can't die at 60. So that's what
smoke
you
crack,
said.
Don't you?
That smoke was your
crack,
question,
you?
Though.
You smoking
yeah.
crack tonight, girl. I just want to know. Are you smoking crack tonight? Electronic cigarettes. Give me my cools and leave me the hell alone. Go back there and sip on that beer drink and smoke them damn cigarettes, your crazy ass. Wait, he only going to live until he's 60? I didn't say a damn thing about 60. You come rolling up in there. I was on a smoke break.
Why you have to be 60? Why you have to put an age on mine?
Because,
and not on
because there's different questions. That's why.
Whatever.
Jesus Christ. What the hell? Oh, 3 more 7 8 5 0 1
Put an angel on me.
Hey, give your ass a damn. Mitchell, you lose your damn mind. I told you get that damn bass out your voice. 3 more 7 8 5 0 1 2 7 2 But tell the ass man, who do we have on the line, Big Daddy, or can you see the lines? All right, Miss Elliott, thank you. Miss Elliott.
Hello.
He can get with this.
Miss
Elliott is getting with that. Hello,
Stiletto.
Okay, let's see.
Stiletto.
Oh, it's Stiletto. Stiletto, what's going on, Stiletto? How you doing, my brother?
Oh,
hey,
this one.
Hey, family, peace and blessings.
Hey, what's happening, my brother? Where are you, Stiletto? Where are you traveling on the highways and byways of America?
Yeah, I'm in Little Rock, Arkansas right now, Mr.
Clinton country.
Yes.
Yeah, Clinton. Okay, well, so what are you, okay, let me ask you this. So what are you delivering right about now?
I have dropped my load already, so I'm
empty right
now.
3 o'clock. That sounds nasty, Stiletto. That sounds nasty. But okay, you dropped your load. Okay, thank you. And you're on your way back to your home base.
Yeah.
I dropped one about 3:15 today, but I wasn't gonna say nothing about it.
Shut up.
You had maximum home. I'm sorry.
It
was 4:15.
Eastern Standard Time. Shut up, Ernie. 3 4 7 8 5 0 1 2 7 2 Oh, y'all are disgusting. Y'all are disgusting. All right, Stiletto, man. We're glad you're in the house, Stiletto. Speaking of which, all this talk has made me nauseous. I think I'm going to have to go and help us a minute, too. All right, break, because I need to step out for real. Hey, we're a community radio show. All right, Stiletto, stay on the line, brother. We'll get you on the other side, Jay Ryle Show. We'll be right back, folks.
And welcome to the 2013 Grammy Awards. And now it's time for the nominees of Best
vocalist on a comedy radio show. Mr. L.E.S. singing Am I Dreaming by Atlantic Star. Momo B with her rendition of Michael Jackson's Lady in My Life.
Momo
B.
You better just get your groove on and sing the song. Shut the hell up.
Dr. Princess Ardelia with her rendition of Karen White's Superwoman.
Superwoman.
And Jay Rao with his rendition of Kanye Dawson's I Wanna Let You Know.
I know sometimes I can be difficult. I know sometimes
I can be impossible.
Yeah, sing it, girl. I can see it in your eyes. Sometimes you wanna walk away.
But the love we have inside makes you stick around and wanna stay.
Yeah, sometimes the things that come out of my mouth ain't awful.
I'm sorry, I can't get with that. I can't even hold a candle to that.
And the TJRS Grammy goes to... Wow, this is exciting. Momo B for her rendition of Michael Jackson's Lady in My Life. This is Momo B's first TJRS Grammy. Momo B, what do you have to say?
Well, thank you. And like I said, you don't have to wait for the crash, boo-boo. You don't have to wait for the crash.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
It is the best Sunday morning talk radio show on BTR. It's the serious side of the TJRS, Sunday mornings, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, right here on the BTR Radio Network.
What we gonna do is go back, dog. Rewind.
We go a little something like this. Hit it!
Who would you call, brother, if you got thrown in jail and you needed to make that one phone call?
Ooh, maybe
it had to be one of us.
Joe Black. Not your black ass, that's for sure.
Okay.
Maybe I'm coming to get you. Because if you're released into her custody, yeah, you can't stay as a mission with her. It's women only.
Right.
So.
It probably
And you can't call Ernest. You can't call Ernest because Ernest be like, woo, Ernest going to go in there and close the gate. Take me, I'm yours.
You a lying back in the back, man. You almost made me cry.
Oh, ooh, Mr. Elias. Ernest, what you doing on this side of the bars? Hey, homie. Hey, high five.
I mean, like, why?
Like,
why don't you ask me why the sun comes up in the east, brother?
Rewind. Find.
After I came out, I remember being on the playground and someone threw a ball right in my face.
How would you feel if others treated you like you didn't belong at school, on your sports team, at church, or even in your own home?
Millions of gay and transgender youth are made to feel like they don't fit in every day.
We've all been hurt by words before. So before you speak, think about how your words might affect someone else.
You have the power to make a difference. To find out how, go to GLAAD.org.
That's GLAAD.org.
And you know what's funny when you make love to a woman and she on top? And the phone ring, that's some funny shit. When she on the phone ring, man, every time she, you know, the phone be ring, go, ring, ring. And every time, you know, she pick up the phone, start fiddle-faddling with, you know. When she pick it up, every time she start to talk, give her to Dick. She'll be like, hello. What I'm doing? This when you get it. What I'm doing? Oh, nice. I ain't scared of you, motherfucker.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
347-850-1272 is our caller number, 347-850-1272. J-Rouse Show, beautiful Wednesday. Hanging out with the very best in the biz. I tell you, we have all the superstars up in the house. Of course, the main superstar is Mr. L to the E to the L. What up, Big Daddy?
I ain't scared of you motherfuckers, man.
You just don't understand, Mr. Elliott. You just don't understand. Oh, damn. Momo Beezy is up in this heezy. What's up, baby? Oops. I guess we had to turn the mic on. Hello, Momo.
Yeah, I don't appreciate that. I don't appreciate that.
No, I should blame you. Talk, girl. All right, Miss Terry's up in the house. What's up, baby?
Hey.
Hey, smoking a little gin and juice, baby. Drinking a little gin and juice. Walking down the street. What's up, Vanessa, baby?
Nothing's up. Y'all is up. That's what's going on.
Oh, let me get my cigarettes. You see that lady? Get my cigarettes with a little zip-up robe on. Hey, girl. Ernest is in the house tonight. What's up, Big Ern?
Hey, who are you with?
All righty. And the one and only, the very lovely Dr. Princess Adelia, the queen of inspiration. Hello, doctor.
Well, hello, is it me you're looking for?
No. All right, so it's the top of the hour, and, you know, we're having so much fun. We'll see if we're going to do, I'm not sure if we're going to do the Listen Lounge tonight. I know I hate to do that, but I'm having so much fun tonight. All right, Stiletto, your line's still open. So now, Stiletto, you called in, and we said if you call in, you have to play the game. You can get with this, or you can get with that. So, Stiletto, I know you're driving, and... You know, you got your hands at 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock. Is that still a requirement on the driver's test, Mr. Elias? 10 to 2?
Oh, yeah, you know, it's still like that. But, you know, we don't do it out here in the field. But it's two different things.
Well, I would like to think you don't have to do it out there, Stiletto. I mean, I don't drive at 10 to 2.
You know better.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of. Okay. All right, so, Stiletto, man, we're going to play this game, Stiletto. Are you ready?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Okay, now I know you're a good God-fearing man, so I feel kind of bad about the question I'm going to ask you, but it's the next one in the hopper, so put your seatbelt on and make sure that you're staying in your lane. Okay. So now, you are... okay, you are a 19-year-old virgin. A virgin, okay, Stiletto?
Gotcha.
Now, you're a good Christian man. You want to marry a woman. You want that first experience to be with your wife. But your friends are getting busy. They telling you how good it is. So now, you at a party, Stiletto. And this fine woman come to you and say, Stiletto, I want to see your Stiletto. So, Stiletto, only thing left for me to do is do this, Stiletto. So, Stiletto, will you go ahead and take that plunge when you know you can get a little taste right then, or will you wait until marriage, Stiletto?
Now, how fine is she?
She fine as hell, Stiletto. Look, he done threw the Bible out. I ain't thinking about the Christian. How good does she look? She fine, Stiletto. She's fine.
But, you know, I do...
You're stuttering, Stiletto.
And I'm like everybody else. I try to live right. And I'm no different than nobody else.
Yeah, I hear it. Don't let it go,
you know,
brother.
Right.
Don't let it go, truck driver. How many stops have you made in the truck? Damn, stop at the Dairy Queen. Go ahead, keep going. Stiletto, we listening. We still on the like. I'm a Christian man, but Christian men got needs too.
Yeah,
what you about
you
to
know,
say, Stiletto?
Man, being 19, you can go all day. All day long.
Stiletto.
I gotta give it a shot,
what'd you say, Stiletto?
I got to give
Jesus
it a shot.
Jesus saved your life. Hallelujah.
Oh, Stiletto, we trying to save you from repent, Stiletto. You ride around with a Bible in your trunk and you say, I'm going to get with that or get with this. Which one is it, this or that, Stiletto?
I got to get with the fine woman, man.
Oh, damn.
Is that not a booty call? Can you help me?
Oh, damn, Stiletto.
Right, but you said at 19, right?
19, Stiletto. Oh, you, okay.
Right,
you hear where he's going to go, right, Miss Terry? Listen to this.
Yeah,
yes, Stiletto.
You
watch this. Watch
it.
This. Watch this. Yes, Stiletto. I said 19. Watch this.
Yeah, I would definitely got would have been at 19.
Oh, but you wouldn't do it now because you are, you was a baby in Christ then, but now you are a God-fearing man, and you wouldn't do that, right?
Well, okay.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my bad.
Yes, Stiletto.
Okay, see, now knowing what I know and having a personal relationship with the Father, there's greater consequences, man. You know, I can get down with a woman and drive 5 miles down the street and get a ticket that costs me $300 or $400 on being disobedient. So I got a different kind of consequence right now. So I have to weigh those things out.
All right, thank you, Stiletto, for answering the question. I don't know what that was, but okay. All right, thank you, Stiletto. You have taken us to our spiritual part of the show right about now.
Taking us to our weird place tonight.
Yeah, I was wondering where you were going. He said, I could get with that and get a ticket 5 miles down the street. I think Eddie Kane needs to step in here and
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't think Eddie Kane can even help out.
We all need to get saved now. We all need to get saved now.
I know. Cleanse me with the holy water. Yes. Let it use you. Yes. I feel it. Stiletto, thank you, Stiletto.
All right, you're welcome.
I'm trying to get there. Get out of my damn way. On somebody's head. Come on, Momo B, you coming with me? Hell no, I ain't coming up to Oops. Come on, Momo.
Oh, you know that's my song.
That you ain't got to do with your song. It's about coming to Christ. You're talking about.
Well, what about TJ, Ryle?
Yes.
Oh, reach out to me, Stiletto. Reach out to me. Ooh, Lord. Oh, God. Ooh. Oh, my Lord.
Yes.
Ooh.
Like a dad. Let's hold hands.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Woo.
I feel it. I feel like it. Oh, yes.
Are you guys really serious? Take right me now? With you. Take
yes,
me with
are,
you.
Yes, we are, Dr. Richard Adia. That feels good. Woo, that feels good.
Yes.
Ah, we need this. See, now we have been. Eddie Kane, thank you, Eddie Kane. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Eddie Kane. Now, listen, now we feel cleansed.
Yes.
But Dr. Prince O'D, I heard a little something in your voice like you didn't approve of what just happened. Would you like to elaborate, please?
No, I'm just saying. I just wondered if we were kidding right now. But I guess we were kidding right now.
We never kid when it comes to Jesus, Dr. Prince's idea. You kid when it comes to Jesus. We don't.
Oh, no, no, guys. You don't have it.
Because you don't believe in Jesus, do you? You're an atheist, aren't you?
I know that Jesus was
what do you believe in? Indian feathers?
Great prophet, great teacher, and great leader. That I
know. He's a great prophet, a great teacher, and a great leader.
And
who are
you
know,
that little to? That little missing detail of being the Son of God, but whatever, you know.
Yeah,
why fight
I didn't
over
hear
details?
That part. I didn't
why
hear that part.
Fight over details?
Yeah, exactly.
Only save the world from themselves, but whatever, you know.
Let's not go into this. Let's go on.
Oh, thank you, Miss Terry.
Miss Bearbottom. Hi.
Okay.
She told
me
what she said.
I have no idea she's drunk.
What is she saying? Is she drunk again?
I don't know what she's doing. She's been smoking
that
a
ankle bracelet. I don't think she can drink with that ankle bracelet on. She needs to be careful.
Probably on probation. On probation. You know,
there's,
on probation.
There's a buzzer going off somewhere right now. There's a buzzer going off somewhere at a police station.
All right, 3-4. Yes, Toledo.
Okay. Now let me ask you.
Hold on. What you gonna ask me, Stiletto?
I'm gonna ask you this or that. How would it work for you?
Slow down, Stiletto. Hold on. Last time I checked, your badge don't work. Your access badge don't work in the studio, Stiletto. But Stiletto, that's okay. I mean, if you want to ask me, Stiletto, let me make it official. Yes, Stiletto. There it is. I'm listening, Stiletto.
All right. Now, you had a Gabriella Union.
Oh.
In her prime.
I think
so. Up to you.
Right now.
So up to you. Yeah. In her bathrobe. You can get down with me and have everything you want and do whatever you want to me, and you have all the money until you're 60. But there's two consequences.
Yes.
You have to sign your soul over to her, or you have to take your chances on maybe getting something like that down the line. And getting married to her and keeping your soul.
Oh, man, he's got kind of deep me on that.
You can give it back, or you can give it back. You can give it back, or you can give it back.
So it sounds like by your questioning, Stiletto, that Gabriel Union is the devil. So I can either sign my soul over to Gabriel Satan Union, or I could take my chances and live my very bodacious life that I'm living right now. Shut up, Miss Terry.
She said long-ass life.
She said boring-ass life. The hell with her.
Oh, she said boring-ass life. Oh, well,
yeah, she did. Somebody said something.
That was Vanessa.
Vanessa got an intro, and she done lost her damn mind tonight.
I was on mute. I ain't saying
you a damn
that.
Lie. You went on no damn mute.
I was on mute.
That's okay.
Vanessa's
so
got
Toledo.
An intro now?
Sorry,
she does.
Oh, I have
to go back.
Listen, Miss Terry, I'm thinking right now. I will have to go with this, Stiletto. I am going to live the bodacious life that I live because, man, I got with 4 or 5 different damn Gabriel Unions, my brother. So
okay,
why would I sell my soul? Here comes yes, Miss Elias.
And you know what happened when he got with them? He caught that.
What
clap.
Happened, Momo Beast, since you know so damn much? What happened?
You got the clap. You got the clap.
Oh, damn. Oh, damn.
You got the clap.
Oh, damn. Oh, damn. Oh, damn. Oh, damn. Damn,
you walked right into that one, brother.
I sure did. I didn't see that one. I feel a little bit out of there, but.
I saw that coming with a tinted syringe.
I didn't see it. I did not see it coming. 347-850-1272. If you're just tuning in, it is the Wednesday edition. And sorry, no listening lounge. We're just having so much fun playing this or that. And so we're sorry next Wednesday. The listening lounge will be back. But right now, we're having fun. And we're playing this or that. A brand new game that you will see more often than not on the J. Rouse Show. So now, who's next? Mr. Elias. Let's go to Calliewood. Is Calliewood still with Calliewood? Leave me alone. I'm smoking weed right now. I'm hanging out with Kim Wheatley and Denzel Washington. Leave me the hell alone. I'm taking pictures on the red carpet.
It's
thank
Mike
you,
Tyson
Calliewood.
It was.
Oh, and Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson. But watch Mike Tyson now. Mike Tyson, I heard he grabbed booties when he's doing interviews. Okay, Calliewood.
And nibble on earlobes.
Yeah. Ooh.
Now he bites earlobes.
Now, wait a minute. Now, let me ask you something. Mr. I have a question for you. Because I saw something that you posted on the TGRS Radio Network page about some dude getting arrested for sucking on some toes.
Racket. It's racket.
It's racket.
I didn't hear the story. What's the story?
There is nothing wrong. He went into a store with a random female and told her to take her shoes off and he could miss the suck at her feet. That's nasty.
Here's my question.
That is nasty.
So hold on. Here's my question. Why did she take her damn shoes off? She thought he worked in the shoe department
or something? Salesman or something?
He wants to suck her toes.
No.
So how did he get her to take her shoes off?
He was like, he said he was trying, like, I'm doing something and trying on, doing some kind of thing for school and I need to take his shoes off. First of all, you know who was stupider in this whole story? The female. That's who
store.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. He told her to take her shoes off, and she did it.
Yes.
It is so Walmart to do something like that, too.
And then Ernest will say, well, what's wrong with that? The part that
no, 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 Ernest didn't say that. Ernest didn't say that. Don't lie on Ernest, because Ernest is here.
There's worse things in the world than sucking toes.
I said there were... No, no, she's right. I said there's worse things than sucking toes, but I said what he did to some random chick in the middle of Walmart was disgusting, but there are worse things in the world. But he's ratchet. He's ratchet. Don't get me wrong. I'm not defending him. He is ratchet.
Sounds like you were defending him to me, Ernest.
No, 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 no. I'll suck on your toes maybe later.
But the stupid person in the whole article was the female. Was she slow?
I
mean,
why didn't she yank her toe away in those few moments where he's pulling her foot toward his open, crickety mouth? Why didn't she back off? Why did she say, ooh, what's going to happen next? What? Really?
What's going to happen next? I can tell you what's going to happen next.
I mean, what bus did you ride in on?
And who decided to call the police? Like, what happened?
How do you report that?
Call the police? How do you report somebody sucked my toes? I mean, what really happened in this situation?
That's an assault. You just assaulted me, you nasty pervert. What are you
Looks like Momo's got a little experience in this area.
You are not going to put any part of my body into your mouth.
Oh, we already know
I'm
that.
I'm not going to report you.
We know that.
I'm going to report you unless I welcome it.
We're barely getting
you
a hand job out of that heifer.
You get... Shut up, Ernest. You don't even know.
I know.
And the worst part is that
don't
he
want
has
none
a,
of this or that.
He has a record for sucking toes. He has a record.
He's done it before. He's a toe sucker.
What's wrong with that? Let me tell you something. Because he wants to be a little freaking freak. What's wrong with that? What if it felt good though?
What if it felt good though? We'll see where you at.
It's not bad to suck on toes, but you don't put some and think about him. He's so involved in his fetish. She could have had anything going on. He could have cut the inside of his mouth with a toenail. He could have got athlete's tongue. I mean, anything could have happened to that brother.
Crazy.
He could have cut the side of his lip on a big ass toenail that heifer had. You don't know. You don't just grab some. At least make sure they wash a little bit. You know.
Okay. Miss Sherry, let me ask you this. Hold on, Miss Sherry. How is that any different than you hanging out at the damn swingers bar? Ain't that what happens up in there? Y'all get busy with people you don't know?
Wait a minute, Jay. I didn't walk into a Walmart and decide to swing.
Ain't no swingers in Walmart.
What's that got to do with anything?
It's everything.
There, okay?
Who's bougie now? Oh, because he went to Walmart?
People can't get sucked at Walmart illegally?
Huh?
Half the people in Walmart are barefoot anyway. Don't go up in there trying to suck on the toe.
The views and opinions of Ernest's ass.
Hey, Walmart ain't sponsoring ERN. I don't care.
Yes, Miss Derry. At least at Macy's or Wine Spouse, you have someone there trying, you know, okay, what size do you... You don't have that at Walmart. I don't understand what's wrong with you.
So why did the lady take her shoes off then, if that's the case?
She was crazy. Let somebody tell me to take my shoes off in Walmart. Are you serious?
Nobody won't do that. Nobody smell them corn chips until you keep your damn shoes on, girl.
Okay, Jay. That's the reason why you ain't got a woman. Shut up.
Yeah, I got one. It's you.
Okay?
That's you. Yeah. It's you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to touch your ass when I see you.
Jay, you ever sucked on a girl's toes? Jay, have you ever sucked on a girl's toes?
Hell no. Have you lost your damn mind? Hell no.
Now you sound like Momo B. Jay Ryle don't like sucking on toes.
Hell no.
And
people that do that are nasty. Hell no.
But what if you just got her out of like a shower or a long bath?
I don't give a damn what it is. This ain't no this or that. I'm not sucking on this or that. The hell was that?
This little piggy or that little piggy?
No piggies.
You know, Jay,
Jay ain't doing that. He's not holding hands in public. So Jay is
not
doing
that. No, I'm not doing that either. And I'm not wearing a shirt saying I'm with her.
Oh, man. Please wear a shirt no matter what you do. Please wear a shirt.
Shit, I burn it. So there you go. So wait a minute. Okay, so, well, let me ask you something, Miss Terry. Are you going to suck on some dude's toes?
No.
Hey. Oh.
Oh,
now.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I'll do that.
Do you ever suck on Otis's toes?
Well,
no.
Otis probably had bunions. You didn't want to put your mouth on his feet.
No, and I
don't
that
give you something to chew on. Be like a little jerky or something.
I don't do toes. I don't do anything. I don't do toes.
You know what? I had somebody try to suck my toes one time. It freaked me out so bad. And
okay,
I'm so
ooh, Ernest.
No, I'm ticklish, so I had to pull away from it anyway. But I was so ticklish. I'm like, stop it. There's other places to put your mouth, and that ain't one of them.
Ooh, I'm getting nauseated. Thank you very much, Ernest. All right, Vanessa.
I ain't got corn chips. See, I ain't got Fritos.
Vanessa.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something, baby. Now, do your husband suck in your toes, girl?
My husband's sitting right here. So say that again. Hey,
look at you. Oh, they drinking. Hey, we heard him get off the air, baby. I got something for you. Put the cigarettes down. I got something. Okay, hello, Mr. Vanessa. This is Jay from the Jay Ryle Show. How you doing?
How you doing?
Let me sit. I'm going to sit up in my chair. He sounds professional.
Right.
Let me ask you something. Let me ask you something, Mr. Vanessa. Do you have your 401 portfolio in place? I feel I need to take the conversation there with you because you sound like a financial advisor, Mr. Vanessa.
He is. How did you know that?
He sounds like one.
He's a tax accountant on the side.
I knew it. You can tell. He sounds like, Jay, you're going to owe this amount of money to the IRS. I don't even want to play with him because he sounds like,
He is a tax accountant on the side.
Okay, well, but he sounds too serious for us. I can't play with that guy. That guy sounds like, hey.
No, he
just ask him the question. Ask him the question.
You asked him on BL.
She doesn't answer it.
No.
I'll ask, have you ever sucked on Vanessa's toes? That's what we want to know.
Oh, yuck.
No. Did you hear him? He said no.
See, he didn't say
it. Would you do it if she asked you nicely?
Because you know, foreplay starts the day before. Foreplay starts in the morning.
The
day before.
No.
That's what I'm talking about, Mr. Vanessa. Hey, fight the power, brother. I'm giving you the black power sign right now. Leave Mr. Vanessa alone. That joke sound like he don't play. Like, yeah. Okay.
Vanessa,
does he have any choice?
Vanessa, was his second answer no, too? Because I didn't hear it. Did he say no if you asked him to?
Bobby, they
want
to know if I asked
Bobby.
You to do it.
Bobby!
Bobby! He said no.
Kiss my ass!
Oh, wow.
Oh, no, I got gray hair. What the hell I look like sucking on somebody's toes at my damn age?
Well, that's why he should be sucking on. I'm going to tell you something. If I had a gray-headed old man, he'd be doing everything I told him to do.
Oh, hey, the views and opinions, Bobby. The views and opinions are those of Mama B drug ass.
But wait a minute. I said he was gray-headed. I didn't say he was old.
You said he had gray hair, though. You got gray hair. You old.
He got gray hair. I didn't say he was old.
But you said he was damn near 60
years
old.
He
is
older than you.
He's
58.
But
he's old then.
That's old to me. I don't know.
Older than you.
In a couple of years, he can get that damn Grand Slam breakfast for half price.
At some point, he might be able to take out his teeth and just gnaw on it a little bit. It'd be a little bit easier for everybody.
Oh, Bobby, I'm sorry, Bobby. I'm not responsible for none of this.
I'm just saying whenever that happens. I'm not saying he doesn't have his teeth. I'm saying at some point he might not have them, and then it might be a little bit more conducive to a good time for everybody involved. I'm just saying. I'm just going to put it out there.
No, they are sick. They are sick. Oh,
he put his teeth on the counter going, come over here, baby. Let me just get on him toes for a minute. What's your name, man?
What's your name? Bobby.
Bobby. Bobby. Bobby. Bobby. Bobby. Bobby.
All right, so, oh, yeah, real quick before we get the final thoughts. Now, you heard the story that Bobby Christina was kicked out of her apartment, right? Did you hear this story, Miss Elliott?
No, we didn't hear that.
Man, hide the kids.
No, wow.
She got kicked out of her apartment because she was making so much noise. So before she left, she wrote the people downstairs a letter. And the letter said that, you sorry piece of whatever, that you should be happy, you should be honored that a young couple, famous couple like us, lived the top of you.
Oh,
and I hope your
Lord.
Mean ways, I hope you don't pass your mean, evil ways on to your daughter or your little baby. Oh, God. Now, she married a little adopted son, right? I mean, a little adopted brother.
Yeah, adopted brother.
Yeah, didn't you marry her brother?
It was
adopted. You know what? Well,
it was
technically.
Brother, but that's kind of like, she's just acting like Whitney Rest or so. Because, you know, when Whitney was on that reality show or whatever,
hey,
she was off the hook.
Don't be talking about Whitney like that.
She
now.
Was
you
great
know.
On that show, too. She was great
she's
on that
hook.
Show.
Ernest, did you just say she was great?
I loved Whitney on that show because she was just who she was. She's like, kiss my ass. I loved it.
Was,
I think it
yeah,
brought her diva
like,
status
good.
Down. I think it
well,
was,
I think she was kind of faltering for other reasons. Unfortunately, people did. I mean, she'll always be a diva. She's Whitney. She'll always
the
be that.
The only part I didn't like that she was crawling behind Bobby. And it just didn't look like he all of that. So that's what
well,
I
apparently he's not.
But
so.
He might have had something that was golden. So, you know.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, her jewelry.
Yeah. No.
All right, folks. Well, it is time for our
what?
Final thought.
No, Jay. No.
Yeah, yeah. Look. This show is going to end in 5 minutes now. If y'all want to hang around and keep bumping y'all damn gums, that is entirely up to y'all.
I got to go to bed. This was good.
Oh, Jay. I got to go to bed. I got to take my socks off. Bobby may be getting down. Bobby Jones.
Is somebody napping to suck on your toes?
No. Let me tell you something. I wouldn't even ask anyone to do that mess because I see them damn thing. I'm like, ooh, damn, yuck.
Wait a minute. Do we ask Ernest a question?
What?
I'll give you the
Ernest
quick answer. I'd give you the quick answer on both those questions. I would date the ugly dude with a lot of money because anybody can make me look better probably. And
yeah.
I would live until 60 with all that money because I don't want to live a long life in my old age and not know how much money I have. If I knew I was going to die at 60 but I had endless money, I would live life to the fullest and make those 60 years the best they could ever be. That's my answer.
Yes.
Money.
You know,
I'm taking that because I need to keep
money,
my pockets
money,
fat, like Momo said.
Yeah.
Well, you said you didn't want to live a long life. You can take care of that right now. Just go stand your ass in the middle of the street and get hit by a bus.
Yeah, you're about as funny as a heart attack. Get on with it.
Look at it. You're about as funny as a heart attack. All right, it's time for our final thoughts. And, boy, since we have a whole damn platoon here, let's start with Vanessa, final thoughts, girl, so you can get to Bobby Jones.
Bobby! You know what? My final
yes.
thought is whatever time you have and whatever money you have, use it and just enjoy what you have. You ain't got to have a lot of money to enjoy life.
Well, all right.
You don't.
Thank you very
you
much.
Don't.
Thank
enjoy
you,
your
purpose,
life,
number two.
It is.
Thank you. And tell Bobby we say good night. Thank you very much.
I
all
will.
Right. Miss Terry, five thoughts, girl.
Bye-bye. Good night.
Hey.
Thank you, Miss Terry. Keep
I'm
it short
like,
and simple.
Like, yeah, LES, good night.
Yeah, all right, yeah, all right. Dr. Princess Aldea, oh boy, final
oh,
thought.
Oh, Lord.
Complete opposite.
TikTok.
Okay.
You
well,
don't stop.
No. I just want to say this.
She crossed the room?
I don't know what she did.
What's she at?
I don't know.
I just like to say.
Anyhow, I just
yes.
want to leave everyone with this.
Oh.
I had an opportunity yesterday.
Uh-oh.
To
oh, that's a story.
An old video of Snoop Dogg, an interview. And it inspired me to think about my whole life and how I was raised.
Hey.
I don't even know why y'all put up with this.
I'll tell you that, Prince Adia. We only have 2 minutes left, and you want to tell a damn story. Thank you very much, Dr. Prince Adia. Love you. Love you. See you. Bye. All right, Ernest, final thoughts. Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God. I'll be live tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central on Earnest Radio Network for the Earnest Experience. I hope the ladies are joining me. My final thought is this.
Woo!
One of my main regrets in life is giving considerable thought to inconsiderate people. Everybody have a good night, and I'll see you tomorrow on ERN.
Woo, that was deep. I felt some wind that time. That was deep. All right, Callie Thank Wood, you still there, girl? Final thoughts.
I'm hanging out with the Shabazz, and I'm hanging out with Shanali.
Thank you very much, Callie Wood. Miss Ellie, Momo BZ and the Heezy, final thoughts, girl.
Mike Tyson's aunt's cousin's neighbor's sister.
My final thought is everybody lives. Everybody lives, but that don't mean they live in.
Flavor,
flavor.
Oh, damn. I know
that was good.
Girl.
That was good, Momo.
That was good. Man. That's the philosopher there. All right, Mr. Elias, man, final thoughts, dog.
I'm exhausted.
I'm hanging out with Shanae Layton, too. Thank you, Mr. Elias, for your final thoughts. I'll just do it for you. I like booty. Booty's more important than breathing.
Yes.
If I see a girl, I say, come here, girl, let me talk to you. I want you, and I need you.
I like you, and I want you.
There you go. We can do this easy way or the hard way. It's entirely up to you.
The choice is yours.
And, yes.
Ooh, yeah.
Yes. All righty. Momo B, can we shut this damn thing down?
That's freaking lovely.
Oh, I caught myself. I know, because when that mouth was burning, I was going to take a U-turn.
Wait till the after show, man. Wait till the after show.
Oh, God. Oh, Lord, have mercy. All right, so for Momo BZ, for Vanessa, Miss Terry, Callie Wood, Ernest, Mr. L to the E to the S, Dr. Princess D, and Rich Sister, I'm Jay. God bless. Enjoy the rest of your work week. We'll see you on Saturday. Praise and hair grace.
Peace, love, and hair grace, y'all. What a fun show. Hey, Momo.
Hey, Ernest.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
How you doing, girl?
I am great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. It was good to, I ran a little late on my show. We were just, shooting a breeze or whatever. It actually wasn't my show. It was the show on the network. But I looked on, I'm like, good Lord, we're over 15 minutes. We got to shut this thing down. I got to go see where all the black people are hanging out. I got to be there and represent. I especially had to represent because, Stiletto shows up. So I'm like, I got to be white and gay showing up to this thing, because I got to make sure we're all in the house. So how are things? Now, are you in, are you in West Palm Beach or Port St. Lucie, or are they the same thing? Is one a suburb of another? Because I don't know. Are they close together?
They're close. West Palm Beach is more city-like. All the things are popping off there, TSL is more laid back, where people go to, after they leave West Palm Beach.
Did you just call it TSL? Is that what people call it?
Yes.
Oh, my Lord. And that's where you still live, though?
Yes.
Because something on your Facebook said West Palm Beach the other day. That's why I'm asking. It was just like, oh, did she move? Or, was she just posting from, someplace else maybe or something? From your corner that you work. Moving illegal substances. I thought maybe you were posting from there in the city or something. Are you there? Am I alone? Oh, Momo done left. I'm really the only person here. I'm not going to be like Princess and talk to myself all night. Somebody better say something or I'm out of here. And it's over. Oh, Momo got cut off. She just texted me.